Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, as we do more and more shopping online, knowing which sellers and products to trust is a challenge. Many of us look for product reviews from buyers like ourselves, but an undercover investigation by Which magazine has uncovered the scale and unreliability of many of the most popular online reviewing platforms, with fake five-star reviews being paid for by unscrupulous sellers. To discuss this, we're joined by technology columnist with the Irish Times, Carolyn Lillington. Carolyn, the scale of this is unbelievable, isn't it? 700,000 fake reviewers in the UK. That is something else, isn't it?
Over 700,000 reviewers just on five of the 10 big platform sites that offer that do this kind of connection between sellers and prospective reviewers. So, and that's their, what they claim are their global numbers of reviewers. But I mean, some of these places are claiming that they've done reviews on hundreds of thousands of products. Their reviewers, so their actual web platforms where you go to connect up with sellers, if you're a reviewer or if you're a seller, you go to buy the reviews. So it's a really, really big business.
My goodness.
Across a whole range of places where you might either buy a product or you might go to look for a review on a business, like on a Google search,
yeah,
or, you know, on Google Maps, you know how the businesses pop up if you look for something that's close to you selling shovels or...
And how much, if I set myself up, it's not that I'm looking to do this now, but it maybe if it's lucrative enough, Carolyn, how would I set myself up?
I thought about that when writing an article on this, that it'll send a lot of people off to a new career in fake
exactly.
reviews.
How much would I get for a well-written review then?
Well, what generally happens is if you're a reviewer, you go and you join these platform sites, and then you can see every day, apparently there's hundreds of products that are listed that are looking for reviews. And so if you decide you'll review a product, what you tend to get in return is either the product for free, the seller then pays you a rebate through, say, PayPal, or you get you either get it completely for free and they cover all your costs, or they give you a portion. They give it to you at a heavily discounted price, which is obviously fairly attractive to a lot of people. You get a lot of discounted products or free products.
That's Carolyn. How they actually investigated this, because they didn't hide really. They set up a non-existent company to buy fake five-star reviews,
this
and it was
what
really
they did
easy.
On Google. Yeah, they did, there were two separate. They've been. I mean, with all credit to Which here, they have been doing ongoing investigations that are really good into the scale of the problem of fake reviews for quite a long time now, including looking at there's vast Facebook groups where people gather to offer their services as fake reviewers as well. So they've gone after Facebook on this as a marketplace for this to happen. In this case, they were looking at Amazon, which they've have before as well, but in more detail, and they were looking at Google, because what they set up a fake company which they called Five Star Reviews, which is a nice little touch. They set up the fake company and had no problem doing so. I mean, setting up the business asking to be listed on Google. Now, Google's supposed to not be letting you list a fake business, but they managed to do this. And then they went to a service which also they used Google to Google fake review services in the UK. They got a bunch of listings, no problem at all. They went to one of the places, and they were then given a, somebody was in contact with them as a sort of your sales contact person, as if, you know, this is all a quite legitimate business. And they, you can buy either individual reviews for a certain, you know, for about 5 to 15 euro, or you can buy packages. And what they did was they bought a set of reviews that they said they wanted to appear with 3 to 5 star ratings, because if you get too many 5 star ratings, it can flag the automated systems that, you know, this is a bit suspicious.
Okay.
On a new
so they
business,
were able to
suddenly getting loads
the terms.
Of 5 star reviews, and they even wrote the copy for their own reviews.
Right.
This was the Google side, and it's the similar kind of business happening on Facebook as well, of people writing these reviews, giving high star ratings.
Okay.
And
so
the automated system's not picking this up at all, either for Google or for Facebook, or for Amazon.
The bottom line, Carolyn, I would guess then is really, if you're going online and you're purchasing things and you see all these reviews on Google or Amazon, you know, you can't take really any notice of them, can you? Or is there any way to check if they're authentic?
Well, you can. I mean, obviously, we need, you know, there's so many products now, particularly on Amazon, that it can be really confusing to know what to buy. And so some of the tips that Witch offers on how to filter through these is, first, the oldie but goodie is, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. In other words, if you're being offered headphones that have the same quality as Bose but they're only 30 euro, that's probably a bit too good to be true, even if it has 25,000 five-star ratings. They said, interestingly, they said if there's lots of pictures in the review, because sellers often tell reviewers that they want them to post pictures. So if you see a lot of pictures or little videos accompanying a review, that's suspicious.
Well, Carolyn, can I tell you that I am shocked there are so many fake reviews online. But I think your article is well worth a read. And thank you very much indeed for bringing that to our attention today. Very, very interesting. No doubt about it. The lens people will go to promote their product. Carolyn Lidington, technology columnist with the Irish Times. Thank you.